Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm also on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. I have a Facebook fan page, which I encourage you to check out when you get a chance. And that's facebook.com/smallbusinessadvocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Walter Kieschel. His book is called The Lords of Strategy. Lords is plural, strategy singular. We're talking about failure. Walter, what's left to be said about failure? Let me say this. I want to come back maybe to this big company versus small company thing. The Great Recession cost a lot of people their jobs. The people who were left employed became very fearful. Where there's fear, there's lack of trust. Where there's lack of trust, and lack of trust is the enemy of creativity. And I think that if there's one thing that the marketplace has got to recover from, it's all this fear of failure, because so many people are afraid to take any chances to push any envelopes because they do not want to lose their job. That's one heck of a way. That's not a way to run a railroad, is it?
No, it isn't. No, I think that, and that one of the antidotes to that is for both the boss and the employees to be really thinking about what is the highest level service or goods that this business provides. What good are we doing for our customers and our clients? And to really spend some time on that theme. And sometimes getting in touch with that again can help people, and particularly if you can have honest conversations within the company about that, that can remind people of why they got into the business or what they're hoping to do, and then also free them up a little bit from that gridlock that's born of fear of failure.
There's another thing, and this is more of a macro thing, but I am concerned about it, and you have a pretty good perspective on this, I think. There's something going on in big companies, in the larger Wall Street primarily, that I think is really hurting capitalism, and there are a lot of things. I think Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism myself, frankly, Walter. But one of the things that I think is really hurting the large companies' ability to get comfortable with failure is the 90-day conference call. The guidance companies are giving analysts. You cannot possibly get comfortable with failure and learn anything and grow and seek excellence if you think every 90 days you've got to prove yourself to an analyst. You can't do that.
Right.
Small businesses can't do it, and if small businesses can't do it, a big business cannot do it.
No, and smart companies are increasingly kind of abandoning that idea.
Not enough, though.
No, not enough. I agree with you, but
don't you think that's one of the biggest technical mechanical things that's the enemy of capitalism, of quality, of seeking excellence in capitalism?
Oh yeah, if you're managing for short-term 90-day results, you're never going to focus enough on the longer-term investments and the bigger bets and the more careful bets that you need to make to grow the business over time.
See, this is an example of the tail wagging the dog. Wall Street's the tail, the marketplace is business is the dog. This is the tail wagging the dog, and that's wrong.
Well, but you can also say we as shareholders, if you own stock in those companies, of course you want to have the guidance, you know, sometimes, but you have to, as a shareholder.
I want them to serve customers and seek excellence. If they serve customers and seek excellence and do it for the long term. See, this is why, Walter, that the people who are making money these days are not investors, they're the traders.
Yeah, no, it's true. If you look at the average length of time that somebody holds a stock anymore, and I talk a little bit about this in the book,
yeah.
it just, you know, it's declined 4 seconds, for months or
4
years.
4 seconds, maybe.
Seconds,
but
right.
See, but the thing is, to bring this back to small business, Walter, this is creating opportunities for small business to be, not only to be competitive, but to be more relevant in the marketplace. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Sure. One of the things I found in doing the research for the book is that the competitive advantage that a business enjoys it's not as long-lived by any means as it was 20 years ago. So big businesses may think they've got a competitive advantage with a new product or positioning, but, man, that's competed away really quickly, and oftentimes the people who are competing that way are small businesses.
The 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. The 20th century was the century of the major corporation. I think the fortunes are shifting, and I see it every day. Walter, thank you for being here. Good job today. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
Of course I will, Jim. Anytime you have.
Thanks. Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord's Strategy is his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Please, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.